This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. And we were answering a question about Ambien versus Trazodone. Which is better. Mm-hmm. And
that Trazodone is less likely to cause dementia, mm-hmm. possibly. So that's something to consider when you're deciding which one to take as a sleep aid. That's an important consideration. I like natural sleep aids. Hey, good old melatonin, mm-hmm. for those who have trouble falling asleep. For those of you who have trouble staying asleep, taking something like Glysom, which is the amino acid glycine, is very, very helpful. It can help to keep your core temperature low because, you know, when we go to sleep every night, our core temperature goes down a couple of degrees, and that's what helps us to stay sleeping. Glysom helps you to do that. And almost as important as that is to make sure that your bedroom is not too warm. If you find yourself throwing off the covers at night, you want to make sure that you've got a standard temperature in your bedroom of anywhere between 60 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. I always veer off into a little sleep hygiene now and again, so here's some of that.
Yeah, that's what it, we have patients who have sleep problems.
Yeah,
I refer them to you for tips.
And listen, before you even look for a prescription sleep aid, you have to, you know, take inventory of everything that you're doing during the day. Are you going to bed, getting up the same time every day? The other thing is, people who swear they do just fine with caffeine, but if they have a cup of coffee or even tea after 2 p.m., it disturbs sleep, and it can disturb your sleep.
Alcohol robs sleep.
Alcohol robs sleep, yep. Because it's causing unstable blood sugar in the middle of the night. Yeah, a glass of wine or a shot of tequila or a cocktail may help you to get sleepy.
Yeah, it sedates you, and then on the rebound, it excites you.
Exactly.
You know, you have like a rebound hyperexcitation.
Right. And other sources of caffeine. If you're having a chocolate dessert, even if it's dark chocolate, everybody.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit of a caffeine source. So if you're sensitive.
Which I do.
Yeah.
But I'm a good sleeper.
If you're a good sleeper, then you're probably a fast metabolizer of caffeine?
Yes.
Probably.
Those people
deal better than slow metabolizers.
Genetic, if you do 23andMe, you can actually see whether you're a fast metabolizer or a slow metabolizer of caffeine. If you're a slow metabolizer, your caffeine will build up. You'll be intolerant.
So check those things out in your diet, in your lifestyle first, before looking for a prescription sleep aid.
Other things we're using Insomnitrol, which I think has melatonin, 5-hydroxytryptophan, passion flower, L-theanine.
German chamomile.
Yeah, it's a combo product.
Kind of, right.
And
right.
then lately we've been using Cavanase as well, which has sort of proprietary ingredient, which is kind of a little bit of a knockout pill. Mm-hmm. Some people like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, just applying a little correction here. The lowest dose is 25 milligrams, I think.
For sleep,
25 to 50. So starting with 100 in an elderly individual might be a little too aggressive.
Hmm.
Maybe this doctor has experience mm-hmm. with that, and that's what's worked for him or her.
Okay. We have a couple of questions. A couple of people have emailed. Dr. Hoffman, so many people look forward to your top 10 supplements for the year. This now, going forward for 2017. And you know, a lot of you readers, I know you take this as the gospel. The gospel according to Dr. Hoffman. Absolutely.
Right.
So we've got a couple of questions.
The gospel according to St. Ronald.
To St. Ronald. Right. Exactly. We've got a question here from Tess. She's asking, because she doesn't see resveratrol or Longevinex there anymore, well, what about resveratrol? Is it no longer useful? Well, I've been taking Gemanex.
By definition, top 10 is, you know, I got to limit it. So it got crowded out this year in my enthusiasm for some other things. But clearly it's up there.
Right.
And, you know, I guess I should apply an amendment to this.
You have to make it a top 25.
How about the top 11 through 20, you know, as the next article? That's not a bad idea.
There you go. Tess is also asking, well, what about vitamin D?
Well, clearly. I mean, but vitamin D is such a perennial that I think we've given it a lot of attention.
Right, exactly. And we've got one from Jan. Here's a great question about your list.
There's a flurry of questions on
there. Okay. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Layla, thank you for the 2017 supplement list, Dr. Hoffman. I'm wondering if any of the supplements on your list are not recommended for somebody with high blood pressure.
Well, let's read them off.
Your number one is fish oil.
Okay.
You need that for high blood pressure.
Right, yep.
Methyl Guard.
Right.
Because it's all about methylation.
Well, often, you know, what's high blood pressure about? It's about preventing cerebrovascular disease and strokes. Another way to prevent cerebrovascular disease and strokes is to use methylating agents to lower your homocysteine. So that's perfectly consistent with that.
Independent risk factor for heart disease. Absolutely.
Right. And stroke in particular. So when we use it, you know, you lower your blood pressure basically so you don't get a stroke.
Right.
You take methyl guard so you don't get a stroke. So perfectly compatible.
The third one is Regactive.
Mm-hmm. Which is a probiotic that I'm excited about because it delivers glutathione. It synthesizes glutathione. You know, one of the functions of the bacteria in our intestine is they actually synthesize things. You can actually make some B12. You can actually make some folate.
And vitamin K and biotin.
Yes, very important nutrients are made. That's why actually sometimes people who are in hospitals are getting lots of antibiotics and are on a poor diet often develop bleeding disorders because they have a vitamin K deficiency because they're eating no greens that have vitamin K, and they're also simultaneously we're killing off the bacteria that synthesize vitamin K, and all of a sudden we see bleeding, and vitamin K is a clotting factor.
Okay, number four is sulforaphane.
Okay, sulforaphane I'm excited about.
Oncoplex.
Yes, in the product Oncoplex, which not only is helpful for cancer, well, I mean, it's onco, right, the connotation is for cancer, but it's also a wonderful detoxification facilitator, which has even been shown to be helpful in neurological disorders, including an amazing study on autism using sulforaphane.
Wow.
It promotes the detoxification pathways.
Fascinating. Number five is curcumin.
Okay.
Curcumin is only helpful for blood pressure. Very anti-inflammatory. Magnesium, number six.
Yeah.
Anybody with high blood pressure.
Should be. And it's
a requirement.
Some are taking diuretics, which deplete magnesium, so that would be important.
If you're taking HCTZ, hydrochlorothiazide, you need magnesium because you're losing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Lasix, any of those things.
Right. Number seven is NT factor.
And NT factor is a perennial that we talk about frequently. It's something that helps to repair the mitochondrial membrane and sustain cell membrane function. You know, it's well documented that patients with various forms of fatigue have good results with it. I take it every day. They're one of our good sponsors, so you know we wanted to give them some prominence in that list.
Yeah, and let's see. Moving on here, number eight is chiolic.
Mm-hmm.
That's another must-have.
Yeah.
For blood pressure.
Well, not only blood pressure, but for you know cardiovascular prevention.
Yeah.
Reduces calcium formation in the arteries.
Yeah.
And immunity,
blood thinning effect, which
a little
is
bit
nice.
Of blood thinning effect, a little blood pressure reduction effect. When you take four a day, it's been shown. And now there's also evidence in immunity and cancer.
So
I take it every day.
Yeah. So number nine is PhytoGuard,
which is a combo pill. I started formulating that in the '90s, and I kept upgrading it. And it's got a little bit of resveratrol and curcumin and quercetin, and now it has pomegranate in it, ginger,
lycopene,
EGCG. Broccoli extract, which is a source of sulforaphane. So it's a great, you know, if you don't want to take a million pills, that's going to cover a lot of bases for you, PhytoGuard.
Right. And number 10 is Niacel.
Niacel, which I'm very excited about this year because it's a real energy-enhancing supplement that builds NADH, nicotine adenine dinucleotide, which is really essential for energy in a way comparable to coenzyme Q10, but different. So you really shouldn't, it's not one or the other, you should take both.
Right.
But also neuroprotective,
protective
against insulin resistance. Many new studies are looking at it. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the new kids on the block that I'm most excited about.
Yeah. Jan, so none of these are contraindicated for you, meaning if you do have high blood pressure, you could certainly take them. And another one I would add is one you just mentioned, CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a definite for high blood pressure
right.
as well.
And so, by the way, just a little advert here. These are products that you can get via drhoffman.com. Go to our store. If these are some products that you find hard to access,
right?
We got them, and we got them at reasonable prices and also at highest possible quality because we're very careful in our selection of the best quality supplements.
Yeah. So, Tess and Jan, thank you very much for your questions. And it was nice to actually go through your 2017 top 10 supplements so listeners can hear all about it.
That's an article, by the way, at drhoffman.com, and if you go back through our archive of articles, that appeared in January, and there's a little more background and explanation of why I picked those 10.
Mm. Okay.
And if you would subscribe to our newsletter,
you
would have seen it.
You would have seen it, exactly, right. Exactly.
So
right.
Put in your, you know, enter your email. We won't send you junk. We'll just send you a weekly newsletter. And
it should arrive in your email box about every Thursday or Friday or so.
Right. We won't steal your identity. We won't, hack your account. We won't,
any of that.
We won't submit it to WikiLeaks or any of those things. I know people are paranoid these days.
Yeah. So we've got an email from Lynn. Lynn writes, "Hi, Dr. Hoffman, longtime listener here. Thank you for your invaluable contribution. My question is, have you heard of APOS therapy? And if so, what do you think about it?"
When I first heard this question, I thought it was apitherapy, which is the bee sting therapy, and which is actually something I was into in the, again, 20 years ago or so. I used to attend apitherapy conferences where people were bringing bottles of bees and stinging themselves with bees and using bee venom to treat themselves.
Oh my!
And that therapy has it's kind of lapsed a little in popularity. I wonder why. It's so pleasant to get stung by a bee.
Stung by a bee. Oh my!
I thought that trend had legs.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
But there's immune stimulating effects and pain relieving effects of bee sting.
Mm.
And also, anecdotally, there's a strange phenomenon is that beekeepers live really long. So and they get stung hundreds of times.
Huh.
And so the thought is maybe that's
occupational benefit as opposed to hazard.
Right. So I don't know. That's anecdotal, though, you know.
That's interesting. Wow. All right, so APOS therapy, it's actually a biomechanical device for people who have chronic pain from conditions like osteoarthritis, makes it difficult to walk. It's basically a shoe. It's a biomechanical shoe-like device that when used over time, I'm reading right from their website, is designed to help you better manage your knee discomfort as part of a healthy lifestyle. A certified physical therapist will calibrate your biomedical shoe-like device to make it specifically for you. And what it does, the device works to retrain muscles around the knee joint by adjusting the center of pressure, by changing the way your foot interacts with the ground. And by changing the foot's point of contact with the ground, the device shifts, forcing, helping you out with that damaged knee.
Hmm.
And by wearing it while you cook or walk around, maybe do your shopping for an hour or so each day, it's a kind of physical therapy.
Better than high heels.
Yeah. Oh, high heels are the worst thing. Did you know that women's shoes are made by misogynists? I've come to that conclusion. Yeah,
that's interesting. So, like, what's the name? Manola Blahnik hates
Manola
women.
Manola Blahnik
hates women.
God. gosh.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's terrible on our joints, ladies, not just our ankles, but our knees and our hips. We're not supposed to be walking around like that.
Yeah, but so, it looks great.
It looks great,
because it puts you into lordosis and it looks sexy.
Yes, and it's and like, you poof out your butt, and that's what.
And then your calves get like elongated and kind of strengthened, right? It's like,
and then later on in your life, you have to opt for something like this biomechanical device. Called Apos therapy.
Right.
It's so not invasive.
This is high heels for seniors.
Maybe.
This is like high heels for baby boomers. This is like you graduate from Manola Blahnik to Apos therapy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to not pass judgment on this because I haven't experienced it. I just am reading about it. And, it looks like there's some, plausibility of research behind it, but it's kind of like, you pays your money and you takes your chances, I think, on that.
Probably, right? Okay. Lynn, best of luck if you're trying this. Do write us and let us know how it worked for you. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear about that.
How about stilts? Try stilts.
Stilts. If you're a drywaller, you have to invest in some stilts.
Your husband's a contractor.
He's a contractor.
Does he have stilts?
No, he doesn't have stilts because drywalling is not one of his favorite things to do.
Okay.
So
it helps you get up there.
It's completely boring. It does help you get up there. Okay. That's absolutely true.
Okay.
Okay, we've got an email from Madeline. Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Can you comment on the efficacy and safety of using DMSA, DMPS, or EDTA orally to remove heavy metals?
Yeah, I use two of the three. I don't use EDTA orally. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, whenever you have any kind of breakfast cereal, you're going to get some EDTA because it's used as a preservative.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily bad. It's one preservative that I don't think is particularly bad.
But the BHA and BHT in cereal.
Right, those are others. They're not great. Yeah. But EDTA we give intravenously for chelation, and it's actually been shown to reduce the risk of heart attacks. Mm. So when it comes to getting rid of heavy metals, oral EDTA I don't think works very well, although there's some products that claim to be oral chelation. I don't think they work. DMSA, definitely, it's a prescription medication that's given to children who've been exposed to too much lead, so it's the real deal when it comes to eliminating lead. Mercury to some extent.
And they're giving
cadmium.
This orally to
that's,
children?
Well, we prescribe this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use this. Yeah. And it's legal. And it's available. Mm-hmm. DMPS is sort of in legal limbo. It's sort of in a shadow zone of, it's approved but not condoned, or it's not quite banned, but it's sort of in an intermediate zone. I think DMPS orally is safer but less effective. DMPS intravenously can be a little tricky to administer because it causes some side effects. And I just recall one patient who I wanted to chelate with EDTA and DMSA, but she didn't feel it was going fast enough. We kept doing tests and looked a little, it was getting better, her heavy metals. Mm-hmm. And then, she disappeared for a while. And then I got a call from a relative of hers saying she was in the hospital. And I was like, what happened? She went for DMPS intravenous treatment and she went into liver failure. I have colleagues who use DMPS intravenously, and maybe they are better informed about the proper dosing and safety considerations around that, and they've not had trouble administering it. But it is potentially risky, I think. I don't use it. And one of the reasons I don't use it is because I'm not entirely sure it's that safe, and what's the rush? I think that the other things are slower, the process is a little more boring, less dramatic in terms of the progress of getting out the heavy metals, but they're more tried and true and safer than the DMPS. But I'm sure that there are doctors out there who will argue that for their really tough heavy metal intoxicated patients that it really requires DMPS to do the job.
Wow. Okay. All right. Other natural ways to detoxify, things like, nothing's going to be as heavy hitting, chlorella or wheatgrass isn't going to be nearly as heavy hitting as some of these.
There's also not arugula, what is it called?
Oh, water.
Cilantro.
Very, very detoxifying.
Yeah, I use cilantro.
I love cilantro.
I put some cilantro on my chili and in my guacamole for Super Bowl Sunday.
I put it in my salad. Oh, that's nice. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
Made a good. What did I make? What did you make for Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, we had chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
We actually had
traditional chicken.
Well, we make it at home and lots of hot sauce. And
okay, great.
Beautiful.
Blue cheese dressing.
Blue cheese dressing my husband made,
Okay.
You know,
that's real traditional.
Yeah, he makes really good chicken wings. I don't require a lot of, he's the condiment man.
Right.
He's always looking for his mayonnaise and stuff.
I'm more like that too. Like, I like the sticky, gooey, you know.
Exactly.
Flavor.
Exactly.
Flavorful. So what I made was, I don't eat grains, but it's a Super Bowl. I mean, so I cracked out the cornmeal and made delicious cornmeal with instead
polenta?
Of milk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Instead of milk, I used coconut milk.
Oh.
And I was concerned that it was going to taste really coconutty, but actually it was almost a very slight aroma of coconut in it.
Okay.
And it was great, and they were sort of chewy and you know kind of heavy, but in a good way. Then I used the cornbread with the chili.
Yeah.
And the chili I got a bunch of, chilies. You know, I went to a store where it had a lot of selection of chilies, some dried chilies and some raw chilies. And I got it just right. It wasn't like, you know, five alarm, you know, get the fire extinguisher. Uh-huh. It was tangy.
Scoville index.
I used a little chipotle powder, which gives a more smoky flavor because those are smoked chilies. Mm-hmm. And then I used, I actually broke a little bit of a 100% or 99.5% dark chocolate in it. It's the kind of chocolate that is...
You made it like a mole.
Yeah, with a little bit of that. Mm. And, you know, onions and lots of garlic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, grass-fed beef, hamburger, in this case, hamburger.
Yeah.
And it was a hit. It was a hit.
I'm a huge fan of hot sauce and things, but since I met my husband, who's the bigger fan, who would make his own, but we've got
it's a guy very, thing. It's a guy thing, yeah.
And we have a very small bottle that we look at once in a while.
Right.
Called Insanity Sauce.
Right, I know.
A drop will do most of the pot.
I know.
We're talking... In the stratosphere on the Scoville.
Yeah. Well, I made the mistake of sometimes I just like shake. And
then you can't eat it.
Yeah, right. It's like, It's like you could win a bet, you know, by taking a mouthful.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Madeline, hope that answers your question.
Yeah. What was the question that got us off on that?
About chelating heavy metals.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so actually, you know, to conclude this, I'm going to be interviewed in a couple of weeks about the benefits of capsaicin.
Oh.
Now, recently, there was a study that showed that consumption of hot peppers, you know, your husband's on the right track, is associated with a 20% increase in longevity.
Really?
Yeah. So,
yay.
Hot
sauce.
So, okay. Anyway, we use a product that is sort of tamed hot pepper for weight loss. It's called Capsaicin Natura.
Yeah.
And we now use the Capsaicin Gold, which is an even stronger formulation. But it doesn't make you sweat.
No, it doesn't.
What it does is it seems to awaken your brown fat.
Yes.
And accelerate your metabolism. Anyway, I'm going to do a video, and hopefully we'll make that video available.
Terrific.
On that subject.
And the way to take the Capsaicin Gold is to take 3 every morning when you get up.
Okay.
And then go eat breakfast about a half hour or so.
Have you got good
later.
Feedback on weight loss? I know that one of our staff members takes it regularly, and she lost a lot of weight. So.
Yeah. She feels it's providing metabolic enhancement, and she notices that her appetite is also a little more regulated.
Right.
That's helpful.
Good.
It's
helpful. So, you know, we're not saying it's the nothing is like
there's no magic
the Dr. Oz magic panacea for weight loss, but it's
an exercise.
You know, I don't want to get into weight loss supplements too much, but I, you know, this could be a good adjunct. EGCG also has that property.
Yes, 2 twice a day is the optimal dose for metabolic enhancement.
It's
on
thermo,
EGCG. It provides
genic.
Thermogenic.
Yeah, which means a little bit of fat burning.
Right.
All right. So we've exceeded our allotted time here, but that's okay with most of our listeners. I want to thank you for listening, and please visit our store at drhoffman.com. Check it out for the highest quality supplements at the best prices, and thereby help to underwrite this free information which we provide. It's our great pleasure to inform you and keep those questions coming to radioprogram@AOL.com. Thanks, Layla, for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for listening, everybody.